Let us pray. Father, we are in your presence this morning. We humble our hearts before you. We pray that you will speak to us so that we may hear you clearly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Dearly beloved in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we've just started another wonderful year, new year 2019. And we are all excited, looking forward to God's provision for us in the year, and also casting our burdens onto the Lord. Today we have been confronted with another powerful passage in the gospel. The Lord Jesus Christ is still on his way to Galilee, in the company of Nathanael, Philip, and other disciples by now. We know the Lord always had a target before him, and he does everything so possible to accomplish his own mission for our sake. On this journey, they came to Canaan within the region of Galilee. And the text is telling us that there was a wedding over there. And Jesus and his disciples were also invited to that wedding. And Jesus' mother was also another guest in that same function. So they all went there. And in the Jewish culture, in those days, wedding can be prolonged even to 3 days, a day or two or three. It's a whole feast. It's a whole ceremony full of joy and jubilation. And so the wedding started. It is the responsibility of the bridegroom to provide whatever it takes to feast over the period of the wedding. And so one of the aims of people going there may be to celebrate and enjoy whatever will be provided, food and drink. On that day, as the celebration was going on, something dramatic happened. They ran out of wine. And where I come from, when you are having a wedding, reception, and you run out from wine, it's a taboo. You don't have to. It's an embarrassment. It's a disgrace. It means you are not prepared for the wedding. You have disgraced yourself. Now, I could imagine if it gets into the ears of the bridegroom or the family that they ran out of wine. But at that time, Jesus' mother was present. And quickly, she realized that something was going wrong. Something is not right. They are running out of wine. And so quickly, she ran to the son and said, "You know something? You've got to save the day. Because these people are running into embarrassment. There's no wine." And Jesus quickly reacted. "What has that got to do with me? After all, I'm not the one who is celebrating the wedding. So what has that got to do with me?" But in the event of all this, Mary told the servants that, "Listen, whatever he tells you, you do it." Now, the climax of the story, of the whole drama, is that Jesus asked them to fill the jars there with water. So absurd, does not make any sense when people are craving for wine and you are asking them to pour water into gallons for them. But on the advice of his mother, the servant obeyed. They obliged. And so they did same. And then he asked them to fetch the water, the supposedly water. which they sent to the master of the ceremony, the steward, and he tasted it and said, "What is happening here? Everybody reserves the wine that is not very good to the end of the show, so that when people are finally drunk, they serve them with those wine that are not palatable. How come you preserve the best to the end?" Beloved, there are so many lessons that we can learn from this story. But I want to touch on just a couple of them. One, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Mary's son. Mary has been feeding Jesus Christ as a baby and as a son. Now, but at that moment, Mary quickly detached her emotions as a mother, realizing that this is the Son of God. Mary had faith in Jesus Christ. And in the same way, she advised the servants to have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever he tells you, do it. Having faith in Jesus Christ is dispelling fear from your life. It is believing that through it all, the Lord is able to provide for you. And that is why when Paul is listing the gifts of the Spirit, one of the gifts that he highlights is the gift of faith. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ is that gift that is able to move even mountains. Another lesson that we need to learn from this very story is obedience to the Lord. The Lord provides for us at every point of our need. Our obedience to the Lord is what the Lord demands from us. Whatever he tells you, you do it. Do we sometimes listen to the Lord? Do we sometimes just sit down, reflect, and ask God, "What do you want me to do?" Or even when the Lord speaks, do we actually obey? Or the voice of the Lord sometimes sounds stupid in our ears and we feel that this is not an instruction to be obeyed. Sometimes God can speak in a way that will make no sense to you. But in obeying the Lord, you will save your own life. Beloved, we have just started another year. We are all calling it New Year because it's 2019. We have not experienced 2019 before, so it's a new year, of course. But I tell you, even though the year is new, we still have old things around us. Your wife is not new. You still have that same old wife with you. Or do you change your wife because it's New Year? Your husband, the same old husband, is with you. The same old wayward child may be with you. The same old boss who threatens you, frightens you at the workplace, is still waiting for you. All these are still around us. How do we circumvent? How do we go around them? We need faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. With God, all things are possible. You may be going through all kinds of challenges with all these existing old circumstances around you. Some of them are already threatening you. even though we are still in the first month of the year. But the good news is that with God, all things are possible. He will provide for you. You know, it's interesting. It is when you feel that it's ended, there's no answer to it, like it happened at the wedding, that is where the Lord intervenes. In the deepest of your frustration, then the Lord speaks quietly to you. And I pray that the Lord will speak to your situation. Even as we start this year with all kinds of anxiety, fear, worry, faith is all we need to move on. When we have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, fear will disappear. Anxiety will disappear. And the Lord will show his mercy and providence in our circumstances. May his name be praised. Amen. Let us pray.